This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. On the line with us now is the one and only Trey Wingo. Trey is brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Download the app with code RADIONEW, one word, and you'll get $300 in bonus cash just for signing up. I have tripped on that like every time. Bonus cash. Trey, is that hard for you? You have a lot of experience in broadcasting at the highest levels. Can you say bonus cash without messing up like I'm unable to do?
No, because I don't have enough bonus cash, so let's get more. Everybody, let's do the bonus cash thing.
Let's make it a thing we say all the time and enjoy and and have be to our benefits.
I'll get some reps in today after the show. Doing it right now seems impractical.
Yes.
I'll work on it, too.
I don't know about Bulldog here, Trey, but I'm kind of at what is left to say about Bills and Chiefs. I mean, I'm sure you haven't been talking about it all day, every day, kind of like we have. What are a couple of your, leading thoughts when it comes to this matchup?
Well, first and foremost, I have to share this with the good people of Buffalo because I've been talking to a lot of people about the game Saturday against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me, what did you think? And besides the obvious, first time ever, 7 touchdowns on 7 drives, no kicks, no field goal attempts, no punts, no turnover on downs, yada, yada, yada. The best way for me, I want to get you guys as Buffalonians to see if I'm accurate here. That game, to me, felt like a high colonic enema for the city of Buffalo, its fans, and the players after 20 years of just being forced to eat you-know-what at the hands of Bill Belichick and the Patriots. You guys let it all out. The lower intestines of the city of Buffalo are clear for the first time in 2 decades after that wipeout.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
I for one, appreciate the imagery you're providing us, Trey. And it there's no denying the catharsis that was felt. Yeah. I mean, it was really something. I mean, to have a game here. Here's one way you know how important it was to the people that were there in whatever it ended up being with the wind chill, -7 with the wind chill.
Right.
You got a game where the Bills are winning by a lot all of the second half, and very few people left. Like, they wanted to be there. I think people wanted to be there to see the handshake. They wanted to just be in the moment.
I think it was a moment that most of them, if they were honest, at some point wondered if it would ever happen, right? If it would ever be that situation so completely reversed from those 2 decades where the Patriots just did whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted. If I was a Bills fan, I would have been right there with Ryan Fitzpatrick, who, by the way, still technically a member of another team when he did that, which is so much even more incredible. I would have been there the whole damn time.
Something magical about that scene, for sure, and it was great to see him be a part of it. By the way, since you were, of course, you were right to start with last week. I mean, we haven't talked to you about that game, but you made a couple of picks on this show that worked out nicely. You were off the Pennsylvania teams. You made sure to say, I'm not angry toward Pennsylvania. It's nothing personal like that. But the Steelers and Eagles, I mean, those ended up being pretty easy wins for their opponents in terms of the spread, too.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the seventh seed isn't going away. Let's just be honest about it, because the numbers were great and everybody's making money. The players are making money. The NFL's making money. Networks are making money. But until a 7 seed does something in the playoffs, I think we're going to have this continual, we just got to get by the 7 seed game again, because, the Eagles and Steelers, they are, to quote Denny Green, they are who we thought they were, and they showed us in plain fashion. and beautiful sight over the weekend who they were.
You had to cover some pretty big numbers, especially in the case of the Steelers. So the Bills have this all-time game. The Chiefs had a pretty easy night, as we're talking about here, with respect to Pittsburgh. So both teams are, like, it seems, in fine form. Injury-wise, there's not a lot. The Bills don't have anybody, Trey, to talk about, except for, you know, guys who are out for the year already, like Trey White. That's obviously significant. Who do you like?
Right.
Who do you like?
Boy, I tell you, you could make an argument either way for all four road teams this weekend or all four home teams. And there's a reason this game is the last one of the weekend, right? This is the one everyone wants to see. I mean, just for perspective, again, this will be the first time in NFL history where we've had a playoff game with two quarterbacks who come in each having thrown five touchdown passes in their last playoff game. It's also going to be the first playoff game in NFL history where you have two teams squaring off against each other in the postseason that each scored 40 or more points in their previous playoff game. So, of course, final score 7-3. Right? That's the way this normally goes. But I'm glad you mentioned Tre'Davious White, because the defenses could not be more different than when they met. Was it week four or week five?
Week five.
Week five.
Sunday night game. Yeah. So remember, Tre'Davious White is not there. And the Bills did an unbelievable job in that game of not giving up any 20-plus pass plays to the Chiefs. And, of course, we all saw them score a touchdown on 3rd and 20 with, 15 seconds left in the first half against the Steelers. So that's different. Now, on the Chiefs side of it, Chris Jones didn't play in that game against Buffalo. Melvin Ingram wasn't a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. And you guys remember from week one when he was with the Steelers how much havoc he caused in that win where the Steelers somehow found a way with a blocked punt to beat Buffalo. The defenses are going to be really different for both sides in this game. And I really believe the team that makes three stops is probably the team that wins the game.
Yeah, I mean, a shootout certainly seems possible. You know, every game is different. It's just the Bills have, I'll put it the other way around. I don't know what there would be, Trey, for me to think that this game is, like, beyond them, that they couldn't win this game. They have the game in week five where they went there and avenged last year for whatever that's worth, regular season.
Sure.
But still, they looked great in the matchup. We know how much effort they put into shaping their roster to be better, to be a better matchup for Kansas City. You know, sort of the Chiefs were the team that they planned on all year. Now they just have to go and not turn the ball over three times. You know, like that's just what it comes down to. And I think there's every reason to think they can have a good night there.
Listen, if we're being honest, top to bottom, you know, first man to 46 man, the Bills are a better team. They're a better team. They just were sort of inconsistent for most of the year. And that's sort of why they find themselves going to Arrowhead instead of this game being up at Orchard Park. They weren't as consistent as they could have been all year. But what you said was really important about turnovers and sacks. In that game against Kansas City in week five, they did not have a turnover and they did not give up a sack. That's about as clean as you can play offensively outside of, you know, seven straight touchdowns to start a game. And that was, I gotta find the number here. I have it. That was one of, I think, five games this year where they didn't do that. And each one of those games, they went on to win. Here we go. Yeah, here it is. They had no turnovers and no sacks. It was one of an NFL record five games in the regular season, which Buffalo didn't turn the ball over or give up a sack. So they did that five times this year, which has never been done before. In fact, dating back to 2008, if you really want to get nuts, although none of this really matters because none of those players are still on the team, Buffalo is 17-0, including playoff games, in games in which they do not turn it over and they do not give up a sack. Now, that's going to be difficult because Ingram, Clark, and now Chris Jones back is going to make it more difficult than it was in that Week 5 matchup. But if they play clean, there's really every expectation that the Bills should walk out of there with a win.
So what are you doing with all these games? You said there's a case to be made on both sides, home and road, in all four games. Real quick before we got to go, Trey, what do you see with the other three, or even this Bills-Chiefs game ultimately?
Well, I'll start with the Bills-Chiefs game because the only hesitation I have is that, you know, for years, you guys know this, for years, Kansas City couldn't win a home playoff game, right? They went like a decade and a half without the ability to win a home playoff game. Since Mahomes got there, they are 6-1 in postseason games at Arrowhead. And the only loss, guys, in that time frame was the 2018 AFC Championship game, where a game-clenching interception of Tom Brady in the final minute and a half was negated when Dee Ford lined up offsides. So they have been really good at home in the postseason. And if it weren't for that offsides penalty or, you know, neutral zone infraction, we're possibly talking about the Chiefs trying to get to a fourth straight Super Bowl, something only the Buffalo Bills did, Super Bowls 25 through 28. So there is something about Kansas City at home that you can't quantify right now, and that's something the Bills are going to have to deal with. As far as the other games, you know, Tom Brady's the world's greatest human. I think we can all agree with that. Is he a difference maker? Yes. If they win Sunday, it'll be his sixth straight postseason win as a starting quarterback of the Bucs. To put that in perspective, prior to his arrival in Tampa Bay, in the 44 years of the franchise's existence, they have a grand total of six playoff wins. Brady is a quarterback as a starter. His teams are 17-3 over their last 20 playoff games. No franchise in NFL history has ever gone 17-3 over a 20-game playoff stretch. The closest team was the Washington then Redskins, now football team, that went 16-4 over a decade from the 80s to the 90s. That's how much of an outlier he is. So I have to like him and the Bucs in that scenario.
Yeah, that makes sense, and it's a low number.
Yeah, very low number. And Derrick Henry changes everything, guys, for the Titans. Like, the Titans are the most generic one seed of all time. And if they can play bully ball and keep it away from the Bengals and Joe Burrow, that could get away from Cincinnati. Because not only is Henry back, I don't know to what level, but even if he's just the world's greatest decoy, you have to account for him defensively, right? So, and they're thin on their defensive line. Larry Ogunjobi is out. Good defensive tackle for them. Mike Daniels, really good defensive tackle for them. Unlikely to play. It looked like Hendrickson is coming out of concussion protocol, which is a huge thing for them. But if they can play keep away and keep the ball out of Joe Burrow's hands, I think that one could go the Titans' way. And, oh, the Niners. The Niners and the Packers. To me, there's no team with more pressure on them and no player with more pressure on them than Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. I think a lot of people are under the assumption this is going to be his last season there. And the idea that they've only gone to one Super Bowl since he became the starting quarterback in 2008, and in any given year he was no worse than the fourth best quarterback in the game, is somewhat preposterous, right? That's a failure as an organization. And the one thing the Niners do well, literally the one thing they do well on offense, is the Achilles heel of Green Bay.
Right.
They were 30th against the run in the regular season, giving up 4.7 yards per carry. And that's all the Niners want to do. All they want to do is run the ball. I mean, they beat the Packers 2 years ago with Jimmy G throwing it 8 times in the title game. They want Jimmy G to be a non-factor in this game. They want Debo and Elijah Mitchell to just run through that Packers defense and limit Rodgers' opportunities.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Like, San Francisco is the bad matchup, it seems, for Green Bay, but can Rodgers transcend that? We will find out tomorrow night. Trey, thank you for your time once again, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
You got it, and I enjoyed that cleansing as much as anybody in Western New York. It was a beauty.
Yeah, it certainly was. The one and only Trey Wingo, brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Download the app with code RADIONEW, one word, and you'll get $300 in bonus cash just for signing up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.